Welcome to my little podcast. This is called Top Talent. We originate here from the Albany area, Albany, New York, upstate New York, where we try to concentrate on talent who either lives here, discovered or undiscovered. Of course, I'm trying to discover more. Or maybe even talent that is coming to the area, but, you know, trying to concentrate on the Albany area. Of course, there's nobody coming to the area because as I broadcast this, we are still in the midst of this terrible outbreak. I am just praying that somebody 8 months from now is listening to this and going, oh yeah, I remember that outbreak, and we can put it all behind us, but it sure doesn't look like it in the immediate future. We're all sequestered here, but it is a good time for podcasting in a way because it gives people an opportunity to get away from things for a while. I'm not sure this particular episode is going to help you get away. I'm trying to shine a light on local talent in the Albany area who's having such a tough time, who are so used to being on the road. They are the road warriors in the capital region. They play out all the time. All you people who are tuning into this right now are fans of these people. And they're struggling. Everybody's struggling. And I wanted to do a little bit of a roundtable, kind of a struggling artist roundtable. So that's what I'm doing. This is roundtable number one. I don't want to blab too much longer. I would like to introduce the people who I have on this particular podcast. We will start with Aaron Harkes, who's a singer, songwriter, comedian in the Capital Region, guitar player, piano player. Whatever she's doing, according to her website, quote, she's doing it on stage, end quote. Well, that kind of puts the kibosh on that. She's struggling like everybody else. She's based out of upstate New York, but she's on the road all the time. She travels like 1,000 miles a week, or at least she used to. So can you imagine how this is cut into her business? And we're going to talk to her. Then we have Chris Dollard. I've worked with Chris in the past. He's a fantastic, one-of-a-kind musician in the Capital Region. Incredible voice, keyboard talents up the wazoo. He has fronted known bands like the New York Players, the Refrigerators, City Rhythm, and the current band that he's in, Jukebox Rebellion. The man does 200 shows a year. He's really in demand, has always been in demand, and I'm sure he will be in the future, but right now, nobody's in demand, and it's just heartbreaking, so we're going to talk to him. And then we have a couple that I've known for, wow, I don't even want to tell you. Sunny Day and Pearly Russo. They go by Sunny and Pearly. They have achieved a rare musical symbiosis. They're a husband and wife team. They've spent the last several years developing and perfecting their brand of jazz and bossa nova, their American songbook standards and international cabaret. It's become their musical signature. They performed all over the place. They were very, very big in Florida. They performed all over the state of Florida. That's where they basically go in the winter. I guess they're kind of considered snowbirds in a way. But they had to come back up here because there's just nothing going on. And so this is, again, the reason for the roundtable. So please join us as we talk about their struggles. But again, we're going to try to also concentrate on the positive to see what they're doing in the future. And maybe we can brainstorm some ideas to try to revive the entertainment community in the Capital Region. So without further ado, let's bring on Aaron, Chris, Sunny, and Pearly. This is Capital Region Road Warrior Roundtable number one. They are Top Talent. So here they are, the fabulous Aaron Harkes and Chris Dollard. Hi, guys, from undisclosed locations. We don't know where they are. But
I'm in Mexico.
I see your tan.
I'm in Aaron's basement. She's been kind enough to give me some space.
And we have to thank Zoom conferencing for this because I don't know how else we would have done it. Everything else was failing. But anyway, I know we're trying to make fun here during very, very serious times. So I guess I'm going to open with a question. This is almost like the question, where were you when 9/11 happened? It's almost akin to that. I was just interested to find out, what were you guys doing? Where were you playing? And we'll go around the room here and how it impacted you. We'll start with whoever. Oh, there they are.
All right. There we are.
How you doing? Sunny and Pearly are here.
Well, I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was doing my last gigs the Friday and the Saturday. We're both at Saratoga National at Prime in the restaurant. And then my Sunday gig was canceled. And then as that week went on, whereas the next two or three days went on, each gig that I had just dropped off the map.
Wow.
I finally got down, hopefully thinking about some of the private clubs that I played at might not be affected. But, of course, they also went right down. And then I was without gigs completely.
Jeez.
So that was it happened in about 3 days.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. Yep. How about you, Aaron?
I was supposed to go on tour down south for about a month, and it was it hadn't completely like blown up yet. Everything still seemed a little like, all right, well, we're gonna, you know, like the sports started getting canceled, which I'm completely fine with, of course. And then I started like thinking about whether or not I should go, and I was supposed to leave Saturday night, the 14th, like right after my show in Saratoga. I was going to hit the road because I had a show in Baltimore the next day and then continue down south.
Man.
And it wasn't until Friday morning that I was just like, I have this like feeling that I should cancel. And I mean, it, even if I didn't cancel, it wouldn't have been up to me within a matter of hours. Like everything was just getting shut down, which was kind of a relief because it was a really hard decision to make. And then I realized soon after that it wouldn't have been up to me. And
right.
I didn't want to be quarantined out of state. I didn't want to be
right.
like all the way in Florida yeah. and play to an empty room or have something get canceled. So, you know, it was the right call, but then sure. at the end, it wasn't really up to me.
Sure. And Sonny and Pearly, you were down in Florida. So let's hear your story.
Well, we were in Florida. We first, you were asking when we first heard about the virus. I first heard about it in the news, like, you know, back in
December
or early January.
Right.
But of course, you know, we didn't know that it would be here in this country.
Right.
So, I mean, we went and did our tour. We went to, I think we did 6 dates down in West Palm and Sarasota. And then the dates started dropping, you know, one by one. And we were waiting. We had a date on Wednesday, and I think it was Monday where we were still ready to do it, and then that one dropped, and then the Thursday gig dropped, and then we were just like, they just, it was like dominoes.
The domino effect. Yeah.
They
yeah.
just all started dropping.
Like Chris said.
You know, right. and even dates up here, like in May, started dropping, so everything, you know, I have no idea when we'll work again.
I know, that was my next question. There's just no... Yeah. There's no end game here. What's going on? I think the whole world's saying, what is going on? Yeah.
Well, if anybody wants a little bout of optimism, you can message my drummer who messaged me yesterday to see if our April 10th show was still happening. And I was like, well, everything's closed in New York, but I don't know how things are going in Middle Earth.
Right.
Apparently. I haven't responded yet because I haven't found a way to say something that's not really mean.
Like, right, right.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, I was like, well, the Olympics are canceled, but yeah, we'll still be at Gaffney's. And-
yeah, right. Well, another point to think about this.
And I'm still training for the Olympics. I didn't stop.
Yes, me too. I have the Olympic couch lay-in competition.
when this quarantine or stay-at-home order finally gets lifted, there's another thing that we have to consider as well, that some of these places that we play at are going to need some time to recover.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Live music might not necessarily be on their menu, so to speak, right away. It might take them some time to get back on their feet
right.
before they're in a position to put us back in there to entertain their guests.
I say this all the time. If this ended, if they said, you know, it's going to end April 14th, they just pick a date like that. Does that mean April 15th, everybody's going to be Mr. and Mrs. Confident and go to restaurants? No, they're not.
And I wouldn't even begrudge them that because, I
right.
mean, they're all in business right now, too.
Right.
With many staff members, and I think their priority will be to just get back, you know, as much business as they can. I'm sure some will be like, let's go back, let's do what we were doing right before this happened.
Right.
But others are going to be like, some places I don't think, I can think of a few venues that I know were like on the fence anyway about having live music or even if they could stay open. And I don't think some of these businesses are going to recover, which is really bad.
Right.
Right. It did seem like within the past year, there's been an explosion of live music, and it's just such a tragedy that you're seeing this.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I've definitely been very blessed. I get like those like readers polls and stuff a lot. And so usually when somebody wants to try live music,
right.
like I'll get a message, like I'll be like the guinea pig.
Right.
So a lot of places that I've played at that, you know, like it doesn't last too long. Like I'll walk in some people, be like, yeah, this isn't gonna work. I know I'll play here like 2-3 times tops. And mm-hmm. you know, God for wanting to try and for taking a shot on me. But like I think some places think like the musician will be the one that will like, fill their place. And
right.
that's not
always
right.
work that way.
So trying to be positive here, the alternative. Everybody seems to be going online and doing online performances. I know I've seen Chris's and I've seen Aaron's. Have you guys tried it, Sunny and Pearly?
We haven't yet, but you know, we will. We'll be doing it soon.
It's so much fun. You'll love it.
Yeah. Now, from
it's really great.
Well, from a radio point of view, when I first started radio, it was such a shock to me to be in a room with only two other people and performing where there's no audience. And I'm sure you're feeling the same way, right? You're in your bedroom singing. It's the weirdest thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of thrive on audiences.
Right. Yeah. You live on audiences. I know.
Absolutely.
I'm used to people ignoring me, so I can handle
it. That's right. When I did my first live performance on Facebook, it was amazing. Aaron said, a lot of musicians are doing it now. And what's been great about that, if there is a silver lining to this whole thing, is that we've been able to connect with each other a lot more than during the gig economy when we're all working at the same time. So now I'm able to catch her show. I'm able to catch Garland Nelson's show, Pete Pachukas's show. And the audience has been extremely generous and extremely nice. And they surprisingly are looking forward to each performance on there.
Really?
So it's really been, I don't want to say a blessing in this time, but if there is a silver lining, it's been that.
And you found the same thing, Aaron? Because you've been doing it. Been
kind of like without even really asking, just avoiding when others are playing. I noticed that John Griffith from Bar People was posting a list of gigs. And I was like, oh, I wonder if anyone is playing at Friday at 5 when I'm playing. And miraculously, I don't know if people are afraid of it, miraculously, like there were no other, it was almost like stacked perfectly. It was like I was at 5, someone else was at 6, and people are just kind of looking to see, like, I'm not going to do this when someone else is doing it. And that's been really cool, too.
So, have you seen, like, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood and all these people have done their performances? It's so bizarre to see it. It really is.
Yeah, it's the new norm now.
It is.
Right?
It is. Of course, you see their homes and you like cringe when you go, oh, my God, look at their house.
Make it. We're going to be okay.
You're right. You're listening to Capital Region Road Warrior Roundtable number 1 with Sunny Day, Pearly Russo, Chris Dollard, and Aaron Harkes. Let's get back to the discussion here on
Top Talent.
I harken back to our parents saying, you people are musicians, but you better have a backup plan for something like, you know. So what's the backup plan?
I'm a full-time t-shirt maker.
Yeah.
Full-time t-shirt maker.
Go ahead. Explain that. I know you talked about it yesterday when we were not on the air here.
Well, I started making some of my own merch a couple of years ago. My incredible supportive fiance noticed that, like, I would kind of complain when somebody would see, like, I have shirts with my album title on it. It would say Special I Am, which I thought was just kind of a funny thing to put on a shirt. You know, you can give it to a joke, whatever. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the music. And like somebody would be like, oh man, if you had that in purple, I would buy one. And I'd be like, well, it's not a department store. Your option is green or green. So Christmas, like 3 years ago, he bought me a vinyl cutting machine and a hot press.
Wow.
And started making my own t-shirts, which obviously like saved me a lot of money, made more of a profit for me. So then I just started, like, in the last few years, just making random funny t-shirts for people, like pretty much whatever they wanted it to say, as long as it was something I agreed with, wink, wink. And I made one for my last gig was in Saratoga, I guess like 2 weeks ago. And I wore one that said, wash your hands.
Oh, good.
People were laughing really hard at it, and they started messaging me. And they were like, can I get one? And I was like, sure. And then I had one that said, wash your effing hands. You know, matter about it. And then, like, I wore it on my first online cast, and about like 20 people ordered one. And then the next time I went live, I wore one that said, stay home.
Yeah.
And people started laughing, and they're like, I'll take one of those too.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. They're like, can I have one that says this? I'm like, you can have one that says whatever you want. Just send me some money and I will make your t-shirt for you.
How about one for spring breakers? Get the hell off the beach. You could sell thousands.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thousands of them.
Pick your neck. How about that?
Yeah, right. So Sunny and Pearly, how about you guys? Do you have
a backup?
Be on the negative, but yeah, what is your backup?
Well, I don't know. We're just looking into that possibility. I mean, we'll probably make a CD. Maybe we'll sell some CDs.
Finish a CD.
We have been half done for a long time.
Our fifth CD was, we started recording it about 3 years ago, so it needs to be done.
Okay. And Chris?
I'm here. I'm, like I said, I'm living in Aaron's basement right now.
You stop telling people that.
She doesn't know I'm down here, so.
It's partially don't let him complain. It's partially finished.
It's partially.
Yeah. No, my wife is one of the frontline workers. My wife is a nurse, so she's out there every day risking herself.
Man.
And, so we wash her down very well when she gets home at night.
Yeah.
But we're obviously hurting like everybody else is, but we're hunkered down.
Yep.
And we're doing our part. And if everybody does their part, musicians and non-musicians alike,
right,
we'll get through this.
Yeah, we've got to get through it. Well, we have no choice.
Like Aaron said, stay the F home.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, are you all playing your instruments at home and practicing and joking around? Are you still? I for the longest time, last couple of weeks, I was in such a funk about it. But then you find you start playing and it lifts yourself up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you keep working on
you
what
got
you
to.
Do.
I know.
And it keeps improving. And when the time comes to play again, you'll have new stuff. And
yeah.
That's the thing.
I've been
a long time. I haven't written any new stuff in a long time. I think it's because I've been so busy.
Right.
I mean, not like Chris Dollard busy, but you know, I do. And so now, like with my fiance, actually, he suggested a while ago. He was like, "Why don't you try and take it light 1 month, and you know, see if you can write some new stuff?" And then you know, the universe was like, "How about you take it light for 3 months?" And I'm like, "Well, I have no excuse now." So I've been playing the piano a little bit, and I collaborated a little bit yesterday with Melanie Kramer from Cersei. And
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really cool because I was like, what do I say after this? And like she said something, just talking to somebody else. And I've never collaborated with people before. But like we're all losing our minds. Like how do we create stuff?
Exactly.
And so like just talking about it, I was like, oh, now I know. Like I might not use her idea, but it gets the juices flowing.
The juices flowing, yeah.
And you can use the technology as we're doing right now to connect with people. I mean –
yeah.
Thank God we have this. I keep thinking, oh, I hope the internet doesn't go down with everybody using the internet at the same time. Man. My wife is upstairs right now. Her office is upstairs. Everybody's working at home. It's just incredible.
I used to say, like, when I would text somebody and they would call me back instead of texting me back, I'd like hide behind the couch, like, no, that's not how it's done.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk on the phone? You want to FaceTime? You want to go on Zoom?
Yeah.
You want
to- It like, could be the new normal for everybody. You're going to have a lot of companies go, wow, we don't need that big building anymore. Just have all of our people work at home.
Right? Yeah, Verizon's like, you made an odd number of phone calls this month.
Yeah, that's right. Now, one more thing, Aaron. Now, you also do comedy. What is your philosophy about, would you do comedy on this whole virus crisis, or are you more a sensitive comedian?
I think the problem with comedy is that, like I said, with music, I made the joke about, you know, I'm used to people ignoring me, but, you know, that's, you know, like you have nights where your background music and you can handle it. It's nicer to have, you know, crowd participation and have, you know, engagement.
Right.
But it's necessary with the music. Like you're like, you know, some nights it's just a gig.
Yeah.
But with comedy, you need that interaction.
Right.
For it to- and I mean, for me, I feel like if I did it and it didn't go well, it would be like I would bomb every night. It'd be like the worst set of my life every night. Right. And I'm trying to not get depressed in the situation.
Right.
Something like this might work. I think I'm going to try something out and see if I can get like a decent, like, you know, crowd of people. And, you know, if it works, I think it'd be cool. You know, I'm definitely, what else am I going to do? I can definitely give it a shot, but I don't see it going as well as the music. It's like when you don't get a reaction every few seconds, it feels like somebody's like standing on your chest. So even with the delay,
you're like,
that was a really good joke, guys. Come on. And they're like, oh, we heard it 5 seconds later. And I'm already killed myself. So it's like,
well, with a couple of minutes left, I want everybody to be able to plug your websites and where you can, you know, contact everybody. You're looking, did something happen there?
No, we're all, I'm here.
I saw it. Okay. Just want to make sure. Everybody plug, you know, places we can get a hold of you, or your fans can get a hold of you, because that was a big purpose of this as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, thanks, Richie, for hosting us here. This has been really nice.
Yes, thank you.
Aaron and Sonny and Pearly, and you too, Richie. Fans can see me, obviously, on my Facebook is Chris Dollard, D-O-L-L-A-R-D. My website is chrisdollardmusic.com. You can go on there and you can take a listen, and you can look at my former schedule, the one that's been decimated. But hopefully we'll put the new schedule on there soon when we're all past this.
Right.
And I just want to wish all my fellow musicians and all the people out there to stay safe and healthy. And we'll see you all out there again real soon.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Aaron?
My website is, yes, and thank you as well, Richie. I appreciate
it. Least I could do. You know,
any opportunity to speak to other humans. My fiance is a firefighter, so he is also out working every day. Luckily, not like as intense as Chris's wife. He's on light duty right now because he thought he could play soccer with people and he hurt his elbow. So that's good, but he's gone every day for most of the day. And so any opportunity to talk to other people, especially other people that are in the same boat, is welcome. So thank you for that.
We salute him.
Yeah, I've been doing some live concerts and selling those T-shirts and stuff. And usually all of the information is either on my Facebook page or at aaronharkes.com. That's H-A-R-K-E-S.
I'm going to put links in the show notes to all these things, too. And to Sonny and Poily.
Poily.
Go ahead.
Yeah, our website, sonnyandpearly.com.
Spell it.
S-O-N-N-Y, and then the word and. P-E-R-L-E-Y.
Right.
And that's also the name of our Facebook band page, Sonny and Pearly. And we need some likes and followers on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to get that going somehow. I only have, about 500 and something. And I know you need thousands on there to really get a response, you know.
Yeah, I was spelling Pearly wrong. I was spelling Pearly wrong myself. That's why I said,
Everybody does.
Yeah. Everybody does. Don't worry about it, honey.
No, right.
P-E-R-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Great. And I know one more thing. I know, Sonny, you said your mother's in a nursing home. My mother's in a nursing home. And I don't know about the rest of you folks, but that is so annoying that we can't go there.
We can't contact them.
Right. They're even setting up this kind of thing, FaceTime and they have iPads that they're passing around to people. It's hard to get them to. My mother's 94. It's a little hard for her to understand it. But there's actually a post that's going viral right now. If somebody wanted to talk to his wife in a nursing home, he couldn't do it. So he goes to the nursing home and stands outside the window.
Oh, yeah, that's so beautiful.
Well, my mother's on the sixth floor, so that's going
to
be kind of
that'll be the last thing the guy will do, right? Well, thank you all for participating. I'm just glad this worked. And Zoom. I pray to the gods of Zoom for letting this having this work. Thank you all, and good luck to everybody.
Thank you, Richie.
Thank you, Richie.
Nice to see you, Chris.
And God bless you. See you guys too.
God bless you, Aaron.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Hope to see you all out soon when this is over.
Amen to that.
I'd like to thank you so much for listening to this particular episode. I'm going to do a couple of more roundtables with more of the talent in the Capital Region. I hope you will tune in. Just for a little bit of lightheartedness, I have a song that I wrote. I put it on my Facebook page. It's about the college kids who decided to go on spring break in the midst of all this. I'm beyond mad at them and how irresponsible they are. So I tried to put that into a musical form, and that's on my Facebook page, which is Richie Phillips or Ryman Richie Phillips. I have two Facebook pages. So it's either Richie Phillips or Ryman, R-H-Y-M-I-N, Richie, R-I-C-H-I-E, Phillips, with two L's. And you can hear it there. Okay, that's my advertisement. Join me again for Roundtable 2. I think we have Roundtable 3 and many more podcasts to go. I really appreciate, again, you listening. Oh, and some words of inspiration.
The top talent.
It was author Roy T. Bennett who said, quote, "Believe in yourself. You're braver than you think. You're more talented than you'll ever know. And you are capable of more than you'll ever imagine." I like it. Keep your talents going in the midst of this. See ya. And please be safe.
Take it to the top. To the top. Now the bottom of the top. Top talent.
And one more last thing. Since I do these podcasts for nothing, I got to put in a plug for my own website. It's
HireRichie.com.
That's HireRichie.com.